This is Todd from Paradigm Shift. Tamara is taking care of our children. And like I said before in the previous podcast, we've taken off for like 18 months almost now. Or actually, I didn't say it before. I have my memory, which is my wife, to connect me with how long we've been off the air. But anyway, and y'all bless them for that, because we need them. And that's what this series is about. We're going to go on to part two from No Greater Joy Ministries, and we titled this as The Children Are the Root of All Things. And it's dealing with the desires of the flesh of our children. And then it also deals with our own flesh, because if we can't do what we are trying to teach our children, we hope to have for our children, we won't do anything different from our previous generations of the worthless and vain things of our forefathers. So, without further ado, as I like to say, here's part two, and enjoy, please, and may it touch your soul. Hallelujah. The rules of the Torah are the laws of the heart. Scripture says that there's no man that understands the heart other than our Father in heaven. There's no way for us to understand our perceptions. It warns us about our perceptions and believing in our own perceptions. And he does that because he's fair and he's just. He's given us the laws that we will all be judged by. And the saddest thing to me about it is it still to this day that so many lovely, I just love, my heart breaks for all the Catholics or Protestants, or, you know, I just group it all together and call them Christians, because anyone who believes in Yeshua HaMashiach or Jesus should be called a Christian. It breaks my heart because they, just like I and we, Tamara, myself included, we have no understanding that they have taught us over so many centuries how evil the laws of the heart are, which we walk around in dichotomy. Every Christian show you hear, every Catholic show, or, you know, just Christian show you hear. The general meme is you just do what Jesus did. Well, that's what got me, that got us, and many others, and it's actually the whole body. Well, okay, what did he do, and why did he do it? Those are the questions I asked when I was sitting in Christian churches, and I was listening to the guy at the front, and I was like, hey, yeah, I'm ready, let's go and get busy. What do we do? Over time, I finally figured out that, hardly many people were in there asking that same question. And if you don't have the definition of who the Messiah is, and we all read and we know and we believe and we say we believe that he is the living word made flesh, okay, what word is that? My word? No, accepting Jesus is accepting the Torah in the proper manner. Not like we've been taught by corrupted men while we abdicate our authority because we don't do our own research and look at it ourselves. You look at the goodness of that, of the rules and the laws in the Torah. I mean, of course we don't go and kill people because they don't do the Sabbath anymore, or they commit adultery or something like that, at least to my understanding. And we don't do temple sacrifices. I mean, people say because there's no temple. Well, but, you know, it's from my research, it's not the point in time for us to do it right now. And maybe it is, because you also have, and we could, but he is not going to condemn us and kill us if we don't. The main thing that he is going to condemn us for is how we treat one another. And that's what the Torah laws are about, Mishpachah. That and first and foremost. And that literally is the heart of most simple people. You know, really what we really just desire is just to be safe and kept from violence and be fed. Have food. But the memes of all the society in Satan's world tempts our flesh constantly to go towards sex, 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 money, 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 cars, cars, things, things, image, 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 and on and on. It's constant. It never stops. So, the Torah is the perfect laws of the heart. But I want to get back to those, that sacrifices. I want to say something about that. Is the reason why I don't understand why we are not required to, you know, we've been taught this meme that, okay, Yeshua is the once and all sacrifice. And the word says that. Okay. So, perhaps that's for this time until Jesus or Messiah returns. Here's another aspect that Christianity ignores. The word specifically says that there will be sacrifices again when Yeshua comes back. We'll have them for, I believe, if I remember just correctly, I'm trying to remember, but there's three times. I'm almost positive that it's three times. I might have the times wrong, but there's three times when we are to sacrifice when Yeshua comes back. And if we don't for the Feast of Tabernacles, we will have plague and no rain following us wherever we go to force us back into the kingdom, I would say. But the three times are Shabbat, who is to know when that is? I mean, unless you research calendars, you don't have a clue of what's going on with time and space and when Shabbats are. So I'll just say that, and there's much more to look at on that subject. But on the next one, the next sacrifice day out of the three, when Yeshua comes back, is the new month days. The new month days. For each new month, there's a new month celebration and sacrifices. And then the third is on the Feast of Tabernacles, for the Feast of Tabernacles, during the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, so how do you reconcile that? Those are the questions we've been asking our Christian brothers and sisters, and it's just amazing the tenacity against the law, the living word made flesh, and they're so perfect. I mean, if we treat one another accordingly in there, you don't have the problems of this world that we have today that are manifesting in exponentiality. No. So anyway, this broadcast, we're really excited about this. Like I say, it's about children, raising children, and addressing what we believe is one of the most powerful ways that the enemy gets into us, and especially our children. And our behaviors are so important. Like we've been talking about in Paradigm Shift for years. And No Greater Joy Ministries, They put out books called Train Up a Child. And if you really listen to this and you consider it in your spirit and your soul, you're going to feel that this is the way, because it all comes from Scripture. And this is the way. It doesn't matter if it's children. We're all children. We should be, according to Scripture. We're all children. And we need one another. And we have to work at living. Not with our hands, you know, to make money and all this. No, that's the fleshly world. Working at living life versus death is caring about others as much as ourselves and their own matters. That which means our children as well. Making sure that we understand how to raise them. I mean, there's techniques of how to raise goats. There's techniques of how to raise dogs. There's techniques of how to raise horses. There's so the evidence is all around us, just like his scripture says. There's techniques of how to raise a tree or a tomato plant. Or, you know, there's techniques of how to fix a Ford pickup truck. But yet we like going with the idea that, oh, well, anything goes. And that is, in our opinion, one of the biggest abominations ever lied to the body of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Is that you don't have to worry about them old, dirty, nasty laws anymore. They don't have the right heart. Well, you're not reading your scripture. You're listening to a man who's picking your pocket, or a woman is what you're doing. There are so many times in the books before the New Testament, as they call it, new, like it's something new. No, this is stable. It's the same throughout. He does not change as his word says. Neither does his laws. If he did, why would you expect the sun come up in the same, you know, place or the, you know, same direction every day? I mean, it just changes mind like we do. What do you think that would do to the earth and all of us? He does not change his mind. And he says over and over and over again, his laws are everlasting. They're forever, 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 forever. And forever. But no, they give us a fantasy of the princess and the prince who live happily after ever. Which is, those stories are the satanic religion. There's nothing about Yah or God or his laws or Jesus or Yeshua, you know, whatever you want to call these things, you know, there's nothing about that in any of these movies or stories. How many movies and TVs do you watch? TV programs do you watch? There is absolutely nothing, nothing about our Abba and his laws and his ways. So anyway, I want to get back to the, you know, I want to say just a few more things. You know, the Torah and the law and the rejection by Christianity. We were beaten and murdered and tortured to reject them, because the only law, and what Scripture said, the only law, let me go with this first, the only law, according to Satanism, is that you shall do as you wilt. It's great to have a Messiah that you go get baptized in, and okay, well, what do I do from there? How do I live? How do I treat one another? It's not just the Ten Commandments. Those are a summation. The details are in the first five books. You want to know how to handle any matter at all in your life? Then go to those first five books. But not only just those, you better be careful. Because we've been programmed that Jews are the only thing, and that was all Jewish. And then, so that means that we're going to have Jewish connotations over these ideas. And of course, we've been programmed that Christians don't need to have anything to do with it. And why is that? Because our Jewish brothers are just as satanic as we are. The feasts that we celebrate, the holy days that we celebrate, those are their times and seasons. And there's a magnetic, spiritual, physical resonance that impacts the earth and the solar system above your heads as mankind collectively, depending upon what times and seasons you keep. Whoever controls time controls the religions and ideas of men. So, without any further ado, I want to give to you this broadcast from No Greater Joy Ministries. And it is completely about raising children, and it's extremely important. Because we don't have any understanding of times and seasons, our own physicalness and our spiritualness that it relates with, like Scripture says, that all of creation testifies to His glory. We don't understand our connection to anything anymore. And really what's going on with our children and their desires and their fires in them. And what our role is in order to guide them. And not only guide them, but like I've been saying for years, I would add to this whole discussion, is that children are there, and they're such a blessed thing, so that as we get older, we won't stay stuck in our old ways either. So it's just as important, more important, from my witness and our witness and belief. It's even more important that we actually listen to them. And we ask questions of them that would convict us. Yeah, try that one on. Because you're going to try to make excuses. Just like we live our lives today. So then we teach our children that way as well. Without law, according to Scripture, without law, we have lawlessness. Everywhere you see in Scripture, whether you see the term lawlessness, if you look it up in the Hebrew, you're going to find it means Torahlessness. That means lawlessness. The bottom line is, so what it means is, because Torah is the law of the heart, our King is the King of the heart. So we are heartless. We go into a heartless state. If we don't care about these things and these matters with our children and one another, because we're all children. This is the way to be honest and deal with one another and talk frankly and honestly and submit to one another according to His word and law. Then He knows that the love of many has not grown cold on the earth. But unfortunately, because we have become lawless or heartless, Torahless. The love of many, just like He said, in the days of Noah, in the end days, it will be the same. And what was going on in the days of Noah, that the love of many has grown cold. That's individually and corporately. So, without further ado, here's a great message from No Greater Joy Ministries. Shalom, shalom.
It's fun to be here. I like being in Oklahoma. I've spoken several times around, but I've never been in this city, I don't believe, have I? I don't believe I've ever been here. And so it's good to be here and see all you fine people. And I've been meeting a lot of you and seeing your children. It looked like some wonderful families here. What a blessing it is, you know. You got the greatest job on the face of the earth as a parent, which is to take little souls that are not yet marred and messed up and make children of the kingdom out of them. Not a greater job, not a more difficult job, not a more rewarding job, but you've got the best job on the face of the earth. And if you succeed at that, then you've succeeded at life. If you fail at that, then you failed at life. So our best energies should be placed with those children, shouldn't it? Now, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Didn't say beat up, nag up, threaten up, spank up. It said train up. Now, the difference between training and discipline is that training is what you do before the need to discipline arises. And many of you have read our first book, To Train Up a Child, and you've applied these principles, and you've seen great success with your children. But it's been about, 14 years since we wrote that book, Deb? Something like that? And so some of you have children who are now in their teens or older, and you started off with that. And the homeschool movement has been a movement of child training. The homeschool movement has been a renewal of the family. Training is proactive. We don't wait until the situation arises. We anticipate what we want from our children, and we train them ahead of time. But sometimes we parents feel like our children are windshields, and the world is bugs, and we're windshield wipers, and our job is to just kind of keep them from being besmeared by the world. And as they get older, 16, 17, 18 years old, it seems like we can't find a fast enough setting to keep the world off of them. It just keeps coming at such a high rate. Just, and then the world sticks. You know how bugs can be. They just stick and it just smears. And pretty soon, is that the child I started with? Is that the child I was raising? Now, when you got to be a parent, you didn't qualify to be one. You didn't take a test. No one said, okay, you're ready. It just happened. The most difficult job in the world, and you got it without qualifications, is kind of on-the-job training. And those who do learn to do it well sometimes waste two or three kids learning. Or at least mess them up so bad you have to spend a lot of time undoing what you did. Maybe God's getting us ready for something in the next life. Now, our institutions turned against us is the reason we resorted to homeschooling. There was a time when we could count on the church and the school and the community helping us train up our children in the way they should go. But the reigning philosophy today is anti-God, anti-moral, anti-common sense, anti-American, anti-family, anti-life. And the world is now militant. It's out to get our children. It's out to subvert our activities. And they're passing laws. And I'm afraid we stand on the precipice of a situation where we might face some very dire consequences politically. So the answer my family came up with years ago was to homeschool. When I got married, I said to my wife, I think before we got married, I said, we're not going to send our kids to public school. Now, at that time, there was no such thing as homeschooling, so I didn't say homeschool. We'd never heard of it. This was, what, 28 years ago, something like that? 1972. I can't figure that out. And so we started homeschooling before there was such a word. No curriculum, no support groups, no homeschool conventions, nothing like that. The Department of Human Services came out, said they're going to put me in jail, arrest me. They had us down to juvenile court. We had to stand before a judge. They really ticked me off. We had to train our children how to escape the government authorities.
Okay, Ms. Pekai, I got to interrupt here. We're going to have we're ending the show, so we're going to part three, and you're going to learn more about the trials and tribulations that this family has gone through to understand the precious and great things of our Abba, Yahuwah Elohim, Jesus Christ, the living Word made flesh.
Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.